True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, they said it, and that will include what Jaylen Brown said yesterday about playing for another NBA team. And so you can add that to the list of things that you might have some anxiety over. This is Mark in the car. Hello, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning, all. Hey, real quick, to start on a positive note, Curtis, you mentioned it last time you spoke to Bill O'Brien. It's remarkable what he did at Penn State, and I don't think anyone's paying attention to that. That was a horrific scenario to walk into, and he righted that ship and really set the foundation for what they are today. So kudos for bringing that up, Curtis.
Sure thing.
My question is, so I love the renewed interest in college football. But it felt like there was a vivisection for the UNC loss, but I haven't seen much or heard much conversation about the UNC win. How does that work?
The UNC win over Charlotte?
Correct.
What should we say about the UNC win over Charlotte?
Exactly the same things as you said about the BC win over Fordham.
Which was, I mean, three Fordham, words.
Fordham is the equivalent of Brockton High. No offense, Whitney. But
how much time did we spend?
Are you saying, hold on, you have to clarify. Are you saying Brockton High football in general or under Coach Wiggins? Because that's two different things.
Let's go. I didn't spend a lot of time in the Wiggins regime, so let's just say in general.
Okay. And to be fair, one school scored 66 points, the other school scored 20.
Thank you, Sean.
And you know, and we've got a school right in our own area, UMass, that lost to an FCS program.
Yeah.
But we're not openly, you know, dissecting that on the air.
We have,
you know,
Mark, we have reached the I know you are, but one of my phase of Bill Belichick, and I got to say, I'm here for it.
We could definitely get into UMass.
So if you guys are comfortable admitting it's the revenge tour because he was a big meanie, I'd be okay with that. Yeah,
half of this show, though, stands up for Bill Belichick at every turn. Yeah. So
it is so pathetic that you're bitching about people not celebrating Belichick beating Charlotte. What in the world are you talking about?
I'm pointing out the hypocrisy of you burying him. You asked every person that came on the air about the UNC game, but no follow-up when they actually won a game. And no one's talking about the fact.
Wait.
Nobody's talking about the fact that UMass lost to a team they paid to come there.
Yeah, we literally talked about it actually on the air.
We did,
because Greg wasn't paying attention.
Wiggy's got two sons on the team, so
I was very critical about it.
But Mark, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Appreciate the phone call. I thought it was interesting. Bill O'Brien dialing it back a little bit and saying it's one game in the NFL and mm-hmm. that the panic and the hullabaloo that's going on around here ought to be tempered a little bit.
Yeah, but you also got to read between the lines, Greg. You specifically said Scheim wants McDaniels' head. He never once in his answer said the name Josh McDaniels or mentioned an offensive player. He talked about Mike Vrabel improving people and referred to guys like Courtney or Whitney Mercilus. Like, those are linebackers and defensive linemen. That's not an offense. He never once even mentioned McDaniels.
Wow. Wow. Josh is on the hot seat after week one.
Or Bill doesn't believe in him just like me.
John wants him gone.
Well, it'll be interesting what he does in this game, and it'll be interesting to watch Drake May and see what he does in the run. And Courtney and I, because Ken does not allow us to put up the all 22, so I can give you the Wiggistrator and break down Drake May and his running. So we looked at it a little bit yesterday. But in the first two series, he ran three times or he was flushed out of the pocket, which led to him running. And you could clearly tell that in his mind, they said, you can run, but take care of yourself. And that, I think, is what he's kind of dealing with now, because there was a play where he ran on the second possession where he might have had the opportunity to pick up the first down, but he would have had a run between two defenders and he could have taken a big hit, but he decided to kind of slide and he was going to his left. So when you start to see that, I think that they might have said, hey, run, but protect yourself.
Sorry, Curtis.
I was just going to say, why did we talk so much about the USA win over Russia in 1980 and not when they beat Spain?
Is there a correction necessary from your guy, Mark Daniels?
I don't want to say it.
You don't want to say it.
He may not know people's sense of humors, and maybe somebody was being tongue-in-cheek with him and he took it seriously.
Maybe.
Say that. Yeah. That was a swing and a miss by him. Billy O was like,
Bill hired me. Bill called me and hired me.
Right. Belichick called me.
Mayo was in every meeting.
Yeah. And Bill was talking to Mayo, and he was talking to Mac Jones. Wow.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with them sources.
Yep.
I cannot wait. I've told Mitch to tag the crap out of him when he posts. You're not a dink to one of us. You're a dink to all of us. So, Mark Daniels, you suck.
Can we open up the window world, the Boston weather window for Chris Curtis? All right, Curtis, what do you see out there for today and maybe for the weekend? Because we're getting close.
Well, I got to tell you, Greg, great afternoon for Granite Links if you have the time.
Mm.
The mid to upper 70 days are going to be waning, so enjoy them while they're still here. 52 and sunny, afternoon high of 78. And a word to the wise, I'm just telling you the facts. It brings me no joy. Final sunset of 7 p.m. tonight in 2025.
God. All right, and then maybe some rain on Sunday. Is that what they're saying?
Sunday's actually improved.
Okay.
So weekend looks good. And next week, we're going to have back up to the 80s, possibly.
All right. Excellent. All right. Well, you get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Just go to windowworldofboston.com. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox dropped the final with the Athletics 5-4 with the A's walk-off off of Aroldis Chapman. Peyton Tolley only went two innings, giving up two runs on three hits while striking out two in his start. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The guys are off tonight before welcoming the Yankees to town tomorrow. Over to the NFL, Mike Vrabel announced that defensive coordinator Terrell Williams will be taking some time away from the team ahead of the Pats' week two matchup with the Dolphins. Vrabel said that Williams' current situation is not related to a non-disclosed medical situation back in March. And when it comes to practice yesterday, some didn't participate. Christian Gonzalez, Harold Landry, Morgan Moses, Keon White. So keep an eye on them as we get ready for Sunday. And Greg may be right again because Brock Purdy's toe and left shoulder injuries look like they are going to sideline him this week when the 49ers take on the Saints in week two. So all eyes are on Mac Jones.
A texter was asking if we could add that to the list of games when it comes to Beat the Geek and the influencer picking games.
I mean,
I like it.
That's fine, but I would like to add the stipulation that if Brock Purdy actually starts, I want to bet on the 49ers. But if Mac Jones is starting, I'm betting on the Saints. Because that's a very big difference.
Yeah, I don't think you can add that.
Then I'm not picking the game.
Okay. Like, that's simple.
If you won't add that stipulation, I'm not betting that game. There's no shot.
All right. Well, now you're a dark winter.
How does it work? Do I need to get certain games to Shanib ahead of time?
Okay. We'll do Pats Dolphins.
Okay.
We'll do the Sunday night game.
Okay.
We'll do the Monday night game, and we'll pick one other game of interest.
Eagles Chiefs Super Bowl rematch.
Yes.
Okay, 425.
Yes. Okay. Great.
Okay.
And then are we? Since the influencer is going to be reading our colors,
yes.
Are we supposed to wear something special, or do we?
Oh no, she has her swatches that she will just put over your chest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Over like a bare chest?
No.
Why does your mind go to immediately getting nude? Like,
because you said
keep
swatches.
Your clothes on, coach.
I don't even know what the hell swatches are. Anyways,
it's
first
like
off.
A piece of cloth that she lays over you.
Okay,
just to see how your eyes
and then
and
goes
your skin
it eyes or is it skin tone?
Both.
Oh, she just takes a piece of cloth. Puts it on your chest and tells you whether your eyes match or not for $1,000.
So I got brown eyes.
That's how it works when it comes to reading the color that is best for
right.
you.
Well, you'll be impressed. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Commanders at Packers, 8:15 kickoff. And now for the Boomers, it is not locally on cable. It will be on Amazon Prime Video. So
you may end up being Coastal Grandpa.
Ooh.
I don't know how she does this because, you know, I look at you, Curtis, Shime, and Courtney, and you guys are relatively the same complexion.
Not really. We're just white.
Yeah, that's my point. And
but we have different complexions.
And I'm like caramel, so is she going to put something and be like, oh, gray goes good with caramel?
And I am not the same complexion as Shime and Courtney. My God, this tan is fierce.
You guys like, look at you on the Twitch. You and Greg are like the same complexion.
Did we have a discussion at the team building event yesterday with somebody who was asking you how you wanted to be referred to as a grandfather? Was that yesterday?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Who was that?
That was, what's her name? Hold on. Christina.
He doesn't
Smoke
know.
Show sales girl.
He doesn't know anybody's name that he works with.
Am I right, Krista?
Krista, not Christina.
Right, sales smoke, as we call it.
Yeah, she was like, I want to be called Poppy, Grandpa.
Oh, Poppy.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not Spanish, so I don't think Poppy works. Then it was like Grandpa. And then I decided I called my grandfather. I used to call him Gramps. I like Gramps is cool.
Didn't you suggest Grandmaster Papa?
No.
I have one just about his biggest moment of his life. What about Snowpaw?
Snowpaw.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Big Papa.
So, you know. Yeah. You know, we'll see when that day comes. You know, my daughter's older and married, so
married.
I don't look at that world yet, Greg.
I mean, you could be a grandpa before I'm a grandpa, which would be wild to me.
Well, probably will. My kids are, well, our girls are the same age.
Correct.
Yeah. But your daughter, is she in a relationship?
None of your business.
What will you go as?
Huh?
What will you go as?
Greg Pa, maybe, or... I don't know.
Greg Paul.
What do you have?
Let's go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, dial that one.
Gramps always Gramps.
Marconi.
Hillpaw.
Pawpaw.
Hillpaw, I kind of like.
Pawpaw. I don't know. I don't even want to think about it.
Okay.
I don't want to get in.
Oh, you asked me? Why don't you want to think about it?
I didn't ask you. Krista asked you.
But then you brought it up.
No, what's her face asked him.
Yeah,
what's her face? You brought it up like you.
Who else? What other employees did you talk with yesterday?
I talked to Ken, Mike Thomas,
okay.
Kelly.
Kelly.
What's her Melissa?
What's her last name, Kelly?
And
Ripa.
HR.
I don't know last name. Our HR director, Melissa, what's her last name?
I believe it's Sullivan.
Oh, hey,
good job.
Nailed it.
I believe it's Sullivan.
Talked to any engineers?
I did. But I don't remember.
None of their names.
No, he goes out to Lake Winnipesaukee, him and his wife all the time.
That's Eric Fitch. Yep.
Okay, he's an engineer, right?
Yeah.
I talked to him.
Well, excellent.
All
Kennedy.
Right. Well.
No, Carson. Carson, I talked to him.
Back to work, school, it's all happening. Real life and routine, but that shouldn't be a bad word. How about winning rhythm? Losing weight every week with Awaken 180 and looking forward each and every day and every weigh-in. Fast results at awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. We've got They Set It Up.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us. Next.
Tomorrow on this show, Pop Douglas at 7:30 and Beat the Geek. Shime the Influencer.
Shani.
And what is it?
Shani. Yes.
I know her because she lives in my building.
Yes.
But she's one of your good friends.
Yes.
And so we learned about her because she did your colors, charged you a small fortune to tell you what you looked good in. And so she'll do that on the show tomorrow. She probably doesn't know a lot of football.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's not a football girl. She's a basketball girl.
Okay. If Shime loses back-to-back to the influencers, it is going to be nothing would be better than that. Okay? There's nothing better than Shani getting a win tomorrow morning.
Oh, for sure.
His Josh McDaniels take, we might have to find a new geek.
My Josh McDaniels take is right.
Yeah. Oh, we'll find out this week.
Bill O'Brien basically told you by not even mentioning him.
We'll find out.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Great suggestion from a texter on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. You should bring, when we do the show in Newport on Friday, October 3rd, at the brewery, you should bring your key to the city and flex with it in the direction of Jay Leno and ask him if he has a key to the city in Newport, because I bet he doesn't.
Turn it into a necklace and wear it the entire time.
I do have it. I could turn it into a necklace. Ooh. Maybe I'll rock it on my chain.
That's cool.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's, they don't just work here. They live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you in your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketch's Law today. What's up, first, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's hear from Jaylen Brown. He joined the Big T morning show down in Atlanta and was kind of asked about the possibility of joining the Atlanta Hawks at some point, and Jaylen Brown didn't shut that door.
Is there any chance?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, T.
Ever. I gotta play by the rules too.
Okay.
Is there any chance that we see you in a hometown uniform?
You never know. Okay. What's the rules? What rules you gotta play by?
I mean, I work down there, so I have to, you know. I don't need nobody calling me like, what you doing?
Tampering.
Yeah, right. I ain't doing that. I would love to see you play for the hometown.
Nah, I feel you. Nah, I think my grandma would too.
Your grandma been talking to you about it?
Yeah.
Look, that's the biggest pressure there is.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, but you never know. We'll see.
Jaylen, my guy.
He's from the 80.
I know, but why do we have to do that? You open up this narrative for people to jump all over you. It's like,
I don't think he likes it here.
Does
he like it here?
I think he tolerates it here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't think he dislikes it.
But Atlanta is quite different.
And you never know.
When you're from there, I get it. But at the same time, you now have a bullseye on you for fans that already don't like you, who have disrespected you in the past, going into a season where all eyes are on you. All eyes are on you.
But it's his home, though. It's the A. You know what I mean?
That's where
he's from.
Yeah.
So I get it to a certain extent, but
well,
I do.
Speaking of A, he could be the alpha down there. He's always.
Yeah, all day long.
He's always in the shadow of Jason Tatum here.
You won't have to worry about that in Atlanta. I mean, you know, if it's him and Trae Young, he'd be the guy down there. And, you know, I get where he's coming from, but I do get what you're saying, Courtney, because of with Tatum being hurt, and let's say he doesn't start off that great,
yeah,
right? And he's not doing the things that maybe we've seen Tatum do. People are going to be like, oh, this guy doesn't want to be here. You know, there's a lot of things.
Yeah, you never know. We'll see.
617 texter says he didn't say anything wrong there. You guys are morons. Like, I don't know.
He didn't say anything wrong. It's not saying anything wrong. It's the narrative that's been following Jaylen Brown constantly, season after season, is that he hates it here. He doesn't want to be here. He wants to be anywhere else. So anytime he opens the door, even the slightest, yeah, then it leads to this type of backlash, which I hate.
And 617 texter, thank you for listening to Morons in the Morning. Thank you for that.
I mean, I would have answered and said, I love it in Boston. I love the Celtics, one of the most legendary franchises in the game. I love where I am. Love playing with, I love getting the opportunity to play with Jason Tatum and D. White. And,
hey, I'd like to play in Atlanta, too.
No, I can't.
All right, what's next?
Well, sticking with basketball, Greg, we talked briefly on this show prior about the investigation into Kawhi Leonard and getting money through like a tree removal service when there wasn't actually trees to be removed. And Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, talked about the investigation into this.
Number one, the burden is on the league if we're going to discipline a team, an owner, a player, or, you know, in any of the constituent members of the league. I think, as with any process that requires, a fundamental sense of fairness, the burden should be on the party that is, in essence, bringing those charges. And then in terms of your specific question about circumstantial evidence, I was only quasi-joking with someone earlier that, you know, when people talk about a smoking gun, that's obviously circumstantial. It means the gun is still smoking. It must have recently fired. I'd say in the case of the league, we and our investigators look at the totality of the evidence. So I think whether mere appearance, like just by the way those words read, I think as a matter of fundamental fairness, I would be reluctant to act if there was sort of a mere appearance of impropriety. I think that the goal of a full investigation is to find out if there really was impropriety.
Would you like a translation, Greg?
Please. Yeah.
we're going to sweep this under the rug like the MLB did with Shohei Ohtani. Mm.
I mean, it's not the appearance of impropriety. It's right in your face. I mean, you created a fake tree company so you could pay a dude $28 million outside of what the league rules are.
Right.
It's cheating.
Yeah.
So there ought to be some sort of punishment.
Of course.
Meted out.
I bet Chisholm's looking at it and going, damn. Hey, any chance, Tatum or Brown, you want to do some East Coast metal roofing?
You never know.
Cut some payroll.
Oh, he's looking at it, not adding. He's no, going to cut salary.
The other way around.
The other way around. Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, the Patriots' opponent this week is the Miami Dolphins. We've talked about it quite a bit. Tua Tagovailoa talked to the media and talked to them about the negative media and how he doesn't pay attention to it.
I think it's hard for me because I don't see any of what you guys are talking about. Like, I don't have any social media. I go home, I'm with my kids, with my family. Kids want to watch Disney Channel or Disney Plus, like, gonna put whatever's on for them. Then I'll play like games with my wife while I'm there. So I wouldn't say I get to hear a lot of that or see a lot of that. But it doesn't matter anyways. Like, are they gonna help us win the game? Are they gonna help us lose the game? Like, that starts within. And so if we can look at each other and look at the things that we can correct, things that we can help each other on to move forward, to hopefully get a win, you know, this upcoming Sunday, you know, I think that's what we should be focusing on.
Well, if you didn't see any of it, the fans, what the fans are talking about on social media is how you stank.
Yeah.
What they're talking about.
Of course he sees
Yeah, everybody sees it. Yeah. You know, because even if he doesn't see it himself, because like he said, he might not be on social media, one of his homeboys is calling him up and being like, man, I can't believe they saying this about you. Because that's how a lot of guys get their information. They get it because their homeboy's listening or their homeboy sees it on social media and they're like, man, can you believe this? This dude said this about you or that about you. That's why there's so many guys when they do well, they instantly go, that's for you. Remember what you said, Stephen A. Remember what you said, you know, Greenberg, whoever is making these comments. So they hear the chirping out there, and they could tell by the way they're playing.
Greg, what kind of games do you think he plays with his wife?
Well, didn't we talk about Stratego the other day?
Risk.
Risk.
Maybe he plays a lot of Scrabble.
Maybe he does.
Oh, Scrabble's a good one.
I don't know.
Bananagrams.
Do people still play Scrabble?
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine they don't.
Definitely.
I'm in the middle of a big Bingo Bear craze. Mm. Very exciting.
And challenge it and go to the dictionary?
Bingo Bear? What's that called?
You just spin a thing and you get the numbers and you put a bear on it. Then it's like tic-tac-toe.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, but James is much more into Trivial Pursuit these days. We're really
nice. What's his favorite category?
Children's game was Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Yeah.
That one was fun.
Get him that one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, Shime has me thinking a little bit about the desperation that the Miami Dolphins find themselves feeling when it comes to this football game.
Yeah, they're in complete desperation mode right
now. You know what happens when people get desperate?
Yep.
They do anything.
You know, do Shime crazy
said
things.
They'll throw the kitchen sink at them because they know that they got to win. Because, Shime, you said they have Buffalo.
Buffalo next week, yeah.
Is that in Buffalo?
I don't know.
Okay. But, yeah, they're going to – and Mike McDaniels knows, like, if he doesn't – if they lose, he probably already feels like –
Buffalo, yes.
I'm losing this locker room.
Yeah.
And he knows if, like, they lose to New England, it could really – because they do have Buffalo the following week. It could be like, all right, he could have – the locker room could be completely gone by week – after week three for Mike McDaniel.
If Christian Gonzalez doesn't make the trip, we need a citizen arrest of Tyreek Hill going to the stadium. Pull him over. See if he can avoid
If the Patriots win, then McDaniel is... I don't know how long he's going to last there.
That's what I said. If they...
Signed through 28, Greg. I don't think they're firing him in season. That's 4 years to do nothing.
If anything, I feel like they fire the GM first, right?
Well, that guy.
Greer.
Chris Greer.
He has not got that team to the playoffs in 9 years as a GM.
McDaniel went to the playoffs and lost to the Chiefs in like -3-degree weather. I'm 100% positive they lost to the Chiefs in the playoffs.
What year was that?
Like 2 or 3 years ago. It was under Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
It was the freezing cold game.
Yeah, it was like 4 degrees below zero. Yeah.
I've heard the argument that Greer is still in place there because the Brian Flores suit is outstanding. And so they don't want to do anything to him that would lead him to talk.
Right. Well, then get ready to suck for a while because he has not been good. They have not had an offensive line now for like a decade.
And Mike McDaniel, it doesn't matter if he signed an extension. Because he's in the world now of kind of what we saw here with Mayo. When he talks to the media, you're like, what's going on here? So I think if he goes 0-3, who the hell know? You know, what's he going to say next? And then I think the owner's going to get to the point where it's like, you know what? It's time for me to just eat this money.
What about those who suggest that that might be a perfect landing spot for Bill Belichick, Curtis?
I mean, I'd love it. Be phenomenal. I don't think Stephen Ross is going to hire Bill Belichick, but it would be great for business.
And it depends on what Bill does in UNC, right?
You'd be hiring the guy that Mike McDaniel dominated for 3 years.
I mean, he's the...
Fiscally, wouldn't it be a silly move for Bill, though? Because isn't he still making money from the Pats since he signed a job in college and not the NFL?
No, because his contract had expired.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I think if Bill has a bad year, he's always going to be... You know, my opinion, the greatest coach ever. But I think maybe NFL owners will start questioning, like, all right, did he lose his fastball? I mean, if he could, if he went to UNC, and let's say UNC, they won 6 games last year. Let's say they only win 6 with Bill again this year. Don't they say, well, why would he want that guy?
Mm. Yeah,
do you see that video I sent you guys of Jordan holding the locker room door open for the players?
She's part of the team.
More you could do. I remember Bill would say that all the time.
Yeah, more.
Also, could be retribution for me if Mike McDaniel does get canned. Possible replacement, Bobby Slowick.
Slowick.
Okay.
Love Bobby Slowick.
He's in their coaching staff right now.
He's their interim guy?
Yeah, he's the passing game
coordinator. Well, he would be the interim guy?
Yeah. Hey, Courtney, can we get Brittany from the Boston Food Blog to see what she thinks?
Yeah, I'll text her.
True. All right. Great.
That'll do it on They Said It News.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
So Courtney next.
Well, we talked about it a lot during the leads, but the assassination of Charlie Kirk has led to a nationwide manhunt for the shooter. He was shot at an outdoor event at Utah Valley University yesterday. Kirk co-founded the conservative youth organization Turning Point USA, and this was an event put on by TPUSA. It was met with petitions to not allow him on campus leading up to it. Utah Valley University said, no, this is a place for free speech. People can come and hold something like this. Of course, it ended in tragedy. Two people were arrested since that assassination. They have been released. Officials say they have no current ties to the shooting. Here's one witness.
I heard just one pop. Saw Charlie all of a sudden, like, his head kind of fell back. And blood was just gushing out of his neck. And then at that point, I kind of turned my head to look uphill because it felt like it came from up behind me. And then I saw everybody dropping, so I dropped down. And then the next thing you know, they said, run. So we all took off running.
The videos are terrifying, of all of the people. Trump also spoke from the White House yesterday on the death of Charlie Kirk. Here's that.
To my great fellow Americans, I am filled with grief and anger at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah. Charlie inspired millions, and tonight all who knew him and loved him are united in shock and horror. Charlie was a patriot who devoted his life to the cause of open debate and the country that he loved so much, the United States of America.
There's nothing more representative of what the country stands for than going across it and speaking directly and taking questions directly from those that disagree with you the most. And the college,
and listening to what they have to say.
The videos are spectacular. Yeah. There are so many times where people will either agree to disagree. It often begins with rage because the person that's asking the question is enraged about something Charlie Kirk had said or something to that effect. And then by the time the 5 minutes are done, it's almost always, thank you so much. And it's all the temperature has gone down because you have two people who are different in every way discussing the same topic with their own personal vantage point. And the colleges and universities that fought to prevent Charlie Kirk from coming onto their campus is directly in contrast to what colleges are all about. It's supposed to be where you hear opposing viewpoints so that you either become more entrenched on your side or you go to the other side or adapt something that that person said into what you believe.
But that's so hot.
We are supposed to disagree on things. And I enjoy nothing more than talking with somebody who has a formed opinion and disagrees and going back and forth and then, you know, hugging it out afterward. Like, the fact that it is a horrendous thing that you are murdered in cold blood when you are speaking your beliefs in this country. It is, it's awful. And for the, like, for those who are texting going, Greg, you didn't say anything when two lawmakers were shot. We spent a ton of time during the news talking about those two lawmakers who were shot in Minnesota. And that was horrendous also. It's horrendous.
Mm-hmm. It's also crazy now that if you have the take of, like, I don't agree with this person, but murder is murder and this should never, ever be happening to somebody, that's like a hot take. That it's a hot take right now if you maybe say, like, hey, we shouldn't be shooting each other.
Yeah, I just would ignore the people that say that. They're just losers. Like, I really, like, the people that are unable to have an honest conversation about this are just not worthy of your time.
The problem is that most people, they don't want to admit, like, all right, I get what you're saying. Maybe I'm wrong about it, or I can kind of understand your opinion. Even though I don't agree with it, people won't do that. People will just, you know, they will literally just stand there and die on that hill. Even when you bring up examples that you know, debunk their opinion.
Yeah.
And that's how they are. They don't want to be like, you know what? You're probably right.
Where's the line in this country?
Like, what you mean? That line was crossed a long time ago.
We all disagree with each other every day on this show. We all give our opinions every day on this show. Where's the line of people that think it's okay to use violence?
Because we're rational human beings. And we understand that whether you disagree, your religious belief, your political beliefs, whether I disagree with you or whether I don't like them, whether I feel that you might be racist, homophobic, we're rational and go, okay, that's your opinion. I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to resort to violence. People who do this are not rational human beings. They're savages. You understand? This has been going on since the dawn of day. Look at all the wars that, have been fought all over this world for thousands of years because of religion and politics. They're not rational. They're savages. So what they do is you give your opinion. I don't like it. Guess what? I'm going to, rather than listen to your opinion, I'm going to resort to violence. That's what savages do.
That's scary.
That's what they are. So we live in a world of savages, and we've been living like that forever. So if you're out there, and listen, I didn't know the guy one bit. I never heard anything he said, but I will say this. It takes courage to do what those type of people do because they have been getting killed since the beginning of time. I brought up Malcolm X. Martin Luther King wanted this country to come together, peace at a time where it was crazy. They killed him. They killed JFK. They've been doing it since the dawn.
Down for the university. They don't believe that the suspect is still on campus.
That's a hard. That was they're saying a 200-foot shot. Yeah. That's like somebody who knows what they're doing.
And they've been practicing.
And also the timing, the question that was being asked, which was about mass murders.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't like to be the wild conspiracy person, publicly, but it's interesting to think about. It's horrific.
Yeah.
All right. Rest of today's news with Courtney next.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers.
How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.